Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Archangels, ghosts, and Bigfoot. Oh my. It's just another night for Supernatural Girls. Real stories, real answers to life's biggest supernatural mysteries. And now, for another exciting interview with paranormal experts from this world and others, here's your host, paranormal researcher Patricia Baker, on the one, the only, Supernatural Girls.
Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of Supernatural Girls Radio. I'm your host, Patricia Baker, and I'm here with my co-host, PK, Patricia Kirkman. How are you doing tonight?
Absolutely fabulous. I can't wait for our guests tonight. Woo, are we lucky.
We are, because we have two amazing women that are going to be on the show tonight to share their predictions, their prophecies. Maria Shaw is coming on first. And she's known as the French Quarter Medium. And she has millions of fans and followers. We're so lucky to have her with us tonight. She's renowned for her amazing astrological accuracy and predictions. I can bet you've seen her on every television network and show imaginable, from VH1 to MTV. She's also the personal advisor for many of Tinseltown's elite. And tonight, yay, she is here with us to share her insights on the pandemic and what else is coming around for 2020. We couldn't have anybody better to start this show off than Maria. And at 8:15, we are going to be joined by psychic Betsy Lewis, who has written a new book on prophecies. Betsy's great at predicting earthquakes, earth changes, volcanoes. She's going to tell us what's going to go on for 2020 from that side. So what an exciting show from two tremendous ladies. They're here with us. And first, we have to check in with you, PK, on the numbers. What did you find this week?
Well, we're actually, what's going on right now today, we're in a 5-day. Do you remember when we started talking about this month? I said it was a month secrets would be being known, things would be popping out that we least expected. Well, that's been the case. This, for today, we're taking a look at major changes that are taking place. And if we just don't rush into things without thinking, because it's a time when we have to allow the changes to take place, because there are some aspects in our life that we're going to meet the hard way, I'm afraid. Core principles for this year, at this point in time, or I should say today, deal with unpredictability. And boy, isn't that what's been going on? Nobody knows what's going on next, who's going to do what next. And everybody, including the powers that be, are arguing about who's right. I don't want them to argue. I just want them to fix it. That's not asking too much, I don't think. But we have freedom of choices. And if we all work together, this is going to be a fabulously good time to get out from under all this. We're learning to become neighbors again. I've got people that have called me, do you need toilet tissue? Do you need this? Can I help? Which I think is fabulous, because of my age, they don't think I should be able to get out. Well, I am out and about, but only for the necessities. And that's what's happening here. Everything in Tucson is drive up, pick up, and take it home. That's the extent of it. And if we all follow suit with what's required, we're all going to get faster in the healing element. There's a lot of change that we really have to take a look at, but the opinions that are ongoing, it's dealing with being patient and resilient to what's going on around us. Nobody needs to try to outdo the other one. Just do what you normally would do. We're all going to be fine by working with it that way. If everybody takes a look at what they can do to help one another, that little wave to the neighbor or a grin for someone on the street, we don't know what somebody else is going through. This is a time, make the change of being the good neighbor, regardless of how you feel. Do that next step. I think it'll make a lot of difference for a lot of people.
Yeah, good advice. I think that's very uplifting, and that's just what we need to hear right now. And there are a lot of people who are doing exactly what you're talking about, which is good for them. Good for us, because I know you and I are involved in that as well. And it's, I mean, today, you know what happened to me? I threw my hip out. I was in so much pain. And I thought, I got to get a cane so I can hobble around at least. And, of course, I call all the delivery places, medical supplies. They're not delivering. So Amazon was a week out from getting one to me. And I thought, I'm just going to call one of my neighbors. And sure enough, they had two canes. They gave me both of them.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, they made me cookies, too. So, I mean, it's great, you know, and people help each other like that. Yeah, and they were gluten-free.
This is the thing that I feel. People are actually stepping up and being the good neighbor that we've always wanted people to be. You know, it's one of my neighbors called. She said, I have an extra package of toilet tissue. In the event that you need it, let me know. I'll be happy to run it over to you. Well,
that's so
my goodness gracious, people are treating it like it's gold for her to call and offer it.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
That's
way
wonderful. Oh, boy. Well, that's great. Now, everybody, I want you to also take a look at our Facebook page for Supernatural Girls. We have some great stories on there. We have some wonderful UFO videos and lots of other things as well. So be sure to check it out. It's a nice hub of the paranormal if you want to see some interesting stories. Now, I also want to announce one other thing. One of our guests, his name is Tom Palladino, and he is someone who works with Scalar Energy. Now, what he's doing is he's found a way with Scalar Energy, he says, that can pull the virus apart. So if you would like a free treatment, no credit card required, nothing, you just go to free, F-R-E-E, Scalar, S C-A-L-A-R.net. You can sign up there for free. You get 30 days free treatment. And we've had Tom on before. We've had some of his success stories on. And it's quite an amazing long-distance treatment. All he needs is a photograph. So feel free to participate in that if you like. And again, that is free, F-R-E-E, Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R.net. Now, we're not claiming it cures the virus, but we are saying that it may be worth you signing up for these free treatments and see if this is something that works for you. So, anyhow, what a great guest we're about to bring on. Again, Maria Shaw. She's known as the French Quarter Medium. She predicted this virus last year, everybody, and we've got her with us right now. So, Maria, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you both for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Well, you did spot this astrologically last year, right?
Yeah, I didn't necessarily call it a virus. I said there was going to be some type of a major problem in the United States that was going to force businesses to close, our government to change. Everything in the world, I said, would be breaking down and rebuilding. And I predicted that it would start around December 3rd. We have some other incidences around the end of December. And then January 10th through the 12th would be a big time, February 24th, and here we are. So I think they first diagnosed the virus the beginning of December.
Yes.
And then, so if you look at some of the major astrological influences, those are the dates that I predicted in and around things would happen. Culprit with this, part of it is Pluto-Saturn conjunction, which we haven't had for years and years and years, and probably some people will never have again in their lifetime. And I think this was the big culprit. And it's in the sign of Capricorn, which has to do with our government. It has to do with big business. It has to do with the banking world. So everything is breaking down and rebuilding. And we're forced to because of Pluto. But the end result is going to end up being positive and a more sustainable economy and a more sustainable world for all of us, for everybody. It's going to be more equal when we're all said and done.
That's
fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Now,
if people,
tell us more, Maria, about the timing of this, because you also, in the presentation I saw that you did a couple of weeks ago on Facebook, you did have some thoughts on timing.
Yeah, as far as the predictions that I'm making, I think that we're going to see April, around second, third week of April, people are going to start to feel like they want to come out of their shell a little bit, and there might be some things start to open up a little bit, but I really don't think we're going to see a lot more big activity until about the second or third week of May.
Wow.
And then I think that when we have, and I also am predicting that some schools, some like grade school, junior high, and high schools will not go back until maybe this fall. It depends
uh-huh.
on the state. But I can see kids out all through summer, you know, all through the spring and all through the
yeah.
summer. I don't think some schools will reopen. I think that by the time we get to the middle of May, people are going to be antsy. I've had enough. I don't care. I'm going out. I'm going to open up my business, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think that it'll be fine for a little bit. And then in late June, July, when we have the eclipse, on the summer solstice in the end of June, we have a Pluto-Jupiter conjunction. And then we have another eclipse in early part of July, and these are all affecting the United States. The one in July is opposing our nation's birthday, our nation's sign, because we're a Cancer. We were born on July 4th,
right.
And so I think we'll have another scare then. And then I think it'll be okay for a while. Then I think around election time we're going to have some more scares, and then I think it'll just kind of go away. I think what Sylvia Brown had written many, many years ago is probably true. It'll just kind of fizzle out. It'll be gone as quickly as it came. I don't know about 10 years from now. She said in her book that it was going to come back 10 years from now. I haven't looked that far out astrologically, but I think that's the way it's going to go. There's going to be some businesses that will never open up again. There'll be a
yeah.
lot more people working remotely. I think this is an opportunity for people to spend time with their family to see if they like working from home, but more importantly for the businesses to see that working from home can be very effective. And this will produce more fathers and mothers maybe at home where their children can be raised by the parents, not always having to go to daycare, because that's been a big strain on families financially and
Yes,
you know, relationship-wise. So I think we're going to get back to the family unit. We're forced to break bread together every night now. We're forced to spend time. And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
are going to like it. There'll be some people, there'll be some divorces because of this, but there'll also be more babies being born, and there'll be people liking this lifestyle and maybe demanding, I want to get back where I have a balance in my life. So I think we're going to remember that we're all connected and that we're all in this together, because this virus doesn't know a boundary. It doesn't know a border. And I think we're all going to get connected again and realize there's more to life than just working 60, 70 hours a week and making money. This is what's important. So I think that a lot of good is going to come out of this.
Yeah, I agree
terrific.
With you. And our school system, we end at the end of May, so our schools will not be opening back up again. I can't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
think ours will open up either. They won't.
Yeah. Same way here in New Orleans, middle of May. Mm-hmm. So I think
uh-huh.
the kids will be home. So if you parents are pulling your hair out right now, you better find a way to cope with it. You better start, you know, because it's going to be a long vacation.
You know, kids today are not doing what we were raised doing. You know, we were all a part of the family. Everybody pitched in and did things. Today, kids are isolated because they're more on the computers or more involved with their friends in a different manner than we did. They don't play outside. They don't play together unless it's on machine. So maybe this will bring back a life of doing things one-on-one. What a surprise.
Yeah. And
that
and the parents might say, put down your laptop, put down your iPhone, you're going outside. Let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
Let's get some fresh air. And let's get your bike out. You know, so I think that, mm-hmm. that we will see people enjoying more simple pleasures again. You know, we have to break down to rebuild. And, you know, whether you're thinking that you're in this for 2 weeks or for 6 weeks or for 2 months, there's a lot that you can do with this time that maybe you forgot was a part of your life many years ago.
Well,
that's a very good point.
That, I think, is excellent information.
Yes.
People get a chance to meet one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, It's really tiresome, I think, to keep looking at the people that we care about and their faces always in some electronic device. And it's like, get your face out of it, you know. It's, they're too attached to a lot of these things, and we've lost that human connection. So you're right. I think bringing this back around this way is going to be wonderful. Now, I've got a question for you, Maria. I don't know if you've looked at this or not, but Italy's been hit really hard. Astrologically, have you seen anything that that basically started this off in Italy that promoted it?
Well, you know, I haven't really looked at Italy's chart because I was so preoccupied with the United States. So I, to be honest, I can't comment enough on that from an astrological standpoint. So,
unfortunately, I can't.
But I can tell you that, you know, we had a new moon yesterday, Aries. And the new moon is a very positive one in some ways because, you know, we can all set our intentions on new moons. But also with the sun moving into Aries first day of spring a couple days ago, the sun works very well in the sign of Aries because it's a fire sign. You know, and the sun is a big ball of fire, and it also works very well in the sign of Leo. So when we have the sun's rays in the sign of Aries where it works great, it helps us boost our immunity system even more so than it was when it was in Pisces, or even more so than it will be in Taurus or Gemini. So this is a good time for healing. It's a good time to boost your immunity between now and the 22nd of April. This new moon can, because it's also closely aligned with Chiron, which is the wounded healer, can help us heal too. On an internal level, we can boost our immune system when we're happy, when we're joyful, when we're connecting with other people. But even astrologically, the rays of this particular sun in Aries will help boost our immunity. So it's important that if it is nice out, you get out. Even if it's cold, even if you're in some cold climate, as long as the sun's out, get out and spend some time outdoors. Even 15, 20 minutes a day will make a difference in boosting that immunity.
Well, I've made a point of getting out and walking at least a mile every morning for the last 7 days, and I usually don't leave my chair by the computer. So I thought, no, I've got to do this to get back into feeling like a person again.
Good. And, you know, the other thing we have going on astrologically, we've had a lot of astrological shifts and changes just within the last 7 days, was we had the planet Saturn, which is the Lord of Karma, one of our greatest teachers astrologically, move out of the sign of Capricorn and into Aquarius. Now, this is a big shift. This hasn't happened for almost 30 years. So we have a new karmic lesson every time we have a shift from Saturn into one sign into another. So the last 2-3 years, we've been dealing with Saturn in Capricorn since December of 2017. And when it was in Capricorn, we had certain lessons we were all dealing with, but now we have a new karmic lesson, each of us individually and each of us as a whole. And we will get a taste test of what our new karmic contract is between now and July 1st. So everybody needs to kind of watch as to what the universe's message is. It may be individually for everybody. I remember when I had Saturn go into Sagittarius a couple years ago, my karmic lesson was money. And I had to learn to be accountable and responsible for finances. And wherever Saturn is, it restricts. It makes you have to work harder for that. And then when Saturn leaves, it leaves a gift. You have some, if you pass all Saturn's tests, it leaves this wonderful gift for you. But when I had it in my house of money, I struggled. I knew it was coming as an astrologer, so I put money aside. So when I had extra bills or I had unexpected debt, I'd be able to handle it, and I'm glad that I did. And my money was very tight, and I had to put a new roof on. I had a lot of unexpected debt. I made it through that cycle, and then I paid all my bills on time and worked real hard. Saturn brought me the work, and then when the cycle was over, I was rewarded with a sale of one of my properties, and I was able to pay my house off. So now I'm almost debt-free. But I worked hard. So we have a new Saturn lesson. You're going to get a taste test, and then it will come full-fledged in December of this year and last until March 8th of 2023. And the signs that will be the most affected are going to be Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio. But Aquarius is somewhere in your chart. So wherever the Aquarius sign of Aquarius falls in your chart is where you're going to have your karmic lesson, if you know a little bit about astrology. So it's going to be a big 2 years, 3 years individually with this shift, but also globally in Aquarius, it's about being a humanitarian. It's about we are the world. And isn't this interesting that a lot of the states have shut down and a lot of businesses and a lot of people have shut down in the just in the last 2-3 days when Saturn went into Aquarius. So now we have to practice humanitarianism. We have to connect. We're forced to. So this is Saturn at its finest on a global level, restricting us. So we can reach out to our fellow man, so we can help our neighbors, so we can ask them, hey, here's some extra toilet paper. We're reconnecting again.
Right.
Now, Maria, how does somebody know where Saturn's hitting in their chart? They need to look at their chart. And is this a progressed chart they should look at or their natal chart?
I look at the natal chart, but certainly you can look at the progress too if you know astrology. But I would look at the natal chart to see where the actual aspect is falling. But also people that are born that are age 28 to 30, age 58 to 60, and those people that are close to 90 years old are also going through what we know as a Saturn return. And that's when the placement comes back to where it was when they were born. So this is even a bigger time for them. The decisions they make in the next 2-3 years will be with them for the next 30 years of their life. These are big times for a lot of us.
So, PK, where's your Saturn in your chart?
In trouble.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's so funny.
Well, you're going to be 84 this year, so it's dangling around and dancing around me.
Do you know what house it's in?
You know what? It was funny. I was doing some research the other day and looking to see where everything was for other people, and I forgot to look at my own. How about
where's
that?
Mine?
That's happened. You're a Libra. I'm a Libra, and I'm square, jumping around trying to pick up pieces to make sure everybody else is balanced, and I am imbalanced.
Well, if you're a Libra or a Gemini, Saturn will trine, make a harmonious aspect to your sun sign. So you, unless you have some other major planets in Aquarius or Leo or Scorpio or Taurus, may actually have an easier time with Saturn because a trine is a harmonious aspect.
Oh,
so
that's
actually a good thing to be a Libra for a change. Let's take that one.
You got it. Right on target. I like what you have to say perfectly.
So Libra softens this whole Saturn thing, it sounds like. Is that a way to say it?
Yeah, there's a trine between the two. Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini, there's a trine between the signs because they're all air signs. So Libras may have actually benefits from Saturn in Aquarius. You know, they may benefit from wherever it falls in their chart or if they're doing anything, you know, with the sun sign, the vitality, the livelihood. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the Tauruses and the Scorpios and the Leos and the Aquarians that are going to feel more tired. But the one good thing from Saturn is that it is a very good, it's good for weight loss. If you want to lose a couple pounds and if you're an Aquarius or if you're a Virgo, you will probably lose weight these next 3 years. You can eat all you want. You probably won't put much on. If you are... Yeah, because Saturn restricts. I remember when Saturn was in Scorpio, I have a Scorpio ascendant, I took 35 pounds off without trying. It just kind of fell off. Then I put it back on because, yeah, you eat out here in New Orleans, you know. But Saturn
It's hard to keep it off in New Orleans. That's for sure.
I have an Aquarius rising, and my moon is in Saturn. So, and then with my Libra sun, hey.
Okay, so you have an Aquarius ascendant or rising sign, so you can eat all you want. You won't put much weight on, but you probably will feel a little bit more tired than usual because anytime you have Saturn in the first house, you feel more exhausted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to jump back a second. The people that have to be careful, now when I say this, this does not mean you're going to get the virus, okay? I want to preface that. But the people to immune systems could be lower between now and April 22nd are people that are born in the early degrees of Cancer, Libra, Aries, and Capricorn. And that's because the new moon is at 4 degrees, Aries, and it squares or opposes those signs. So for the next month, if you're one of those signs born in the early degree, so for instance, anybody born, let's say, between the 22nd and the 27th of Cancer of June would have to be a little more careful. Anybody born like September 22nd through the 27th would have to be more careful and watch your immune system. Like I said, I'm not saying you're going to get the virus, but you may be a little bit more susceptible to colds and flu during this time. And if you catch a cold on a new moon, it'll last about 2 weeks. If you catch a cold on a full moon, it could last a whole month. So you always want to look at when you have an ailment. When did this start? Oh, my goodness, did I catch a cold? So you know it's going to last for 2 weeks if it's on a new moon.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes. This is such great information, Maria. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, when you looked at America's chart, and is there anything that stood out for New York City, California, any place in particular, or not?
Well, you want to remember this. These also have birth charts. The states also do. So, and one of the things that's interesting to find is that if you're going to move somewhere, if you're going to settle somewhere, if you're going to own a business somewhere, you want to make sure that that city or that state aligns with your chart. California is a Virgo state. It was incorporated under the sign of Virgo. Los Angeles is actually a Virgo city. So there's a lot of Virgo energy there. Medical places, lots of work, you know, lots of people. So we're seeing because of some of the Neptune energy, which is in opposition to Virgo, California getting hit really hard. If people have Mercury in Pisces, if they have Neptune in the first house of their chart, if they have lots of Neptune influence, whether it be in Pisces or Neptune in any sign in the first house, they could be more susceptible. So with the opposition from Neptune into California, you know, as it's not surprising that they have, plus they're a big state. Now, I haven't done Washington's chart, but here in New Orleans, we are a tourist city. Food, drink, overindulgence, music, et cetera. But we also have another city charter, too. There's two city charters. One is also under the sign of Aquarius. Well, Saturn just went into Aquarius. When Saturn went into Aquarius, Louisiana shut everything down. Florida is a Pisces city. So Florida's got to be very careful because it's a Pisces city. Pisces is ruled by Neptune, okay, which rules you also, you got to watch out for lungs. The other area that's going to have to be careful is any city that's born or incorporated under the sign of Gemini, because Gemini also rules the lungs, the chest, and the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. St. Paul is actually a Gemini city. So you can look at the different states and the different cities. I don't know all of them off the top of my head, and you can kind of predict based on where the transiting planets are if that city is going to get hit hard or not.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean I've seen that they're putting temporary morgues outside of some hospitals and emergency rooms, even in New Orleans, because I know Kim's brother sent us a picture of one outside of his ER.
Right.
So I guess in certain areas they are expecting more deaths. And
they're doing that in New York City right now.
Yes, that's right. It's in New York as well. So,
and New York, I believe, is Cancer Capricorn. I can't remember if it's a Cancer city with a Capricorn moon or if it's a Capricorn city with a Cancer moon. But, it, you know, that's getting hit. New York's getting hit really hard because we have the Saturn-Pluto in Capricorn. So it's a lot of stuff. But remember, we are a Cancerian country. July 4th, we're getting hit by the Pluto-Saturn opposition. We also have Jupiter, Pluto, Saturn April 2nd, a conjunction. And Jupiter tends to expand things. So we could have a bigger outbreak or more bad news. But I do think that Jupiter will also help protect us as well. We just need to see that breakup kind of moving away from the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. But I would expect March 30th or 31st to have some more upsetting news around April 2nd, and then I think that we're going to see less and less of that by the third week of May. But when you think of Florida, you think of all those kids that were down there on spring break, right? Remember I said Florida could get hit hard, and so they have a lot of seniors down there, too, that have to be extra careful. But all those kids that just went to spring break and are coming home now, what does it take? Sometimes a week to 2 weeks for them to develop the symptoms. So they're all coming home into all these different states around the country and bringing back. So we're going to have, like I said, it may not be right now, but we're going to have some more crisis maybe in the middle of April, So, you know, I think we're still going to have to deal with this, but it will be over. They will have a cure. I think they already do have one, and we're going to come out of this. But right now it's just...
Right. So you said that you thought some stuff would raise its ugly head again in June. Now, would that take the whole form of what we've just experienced of shutdowns and things, or just an escalation in cases? What do you see in that?
I don't see everything completely shutting down again in late June, July. But I think there'll be more crisis and escalation in certain cases, maybe more economic type of challenges. We may see businesses close because of what's happened in the last couple months. Some businesses may decide to shut their doors. You know, some of the shopping malls, or maybe some that were teetering, or like maybe some of the individual stores, mom and pop stores, might say, "Gosh, we really hit hard. I guess we're not going to open again." So that's the types of things, economic and some health stuff. But I hate to say all gloom and doom, but yeah, this is what was predicted with Saturn Pluto. But remember, on the other side of this, Pluto will always kill things off. It'll always be death and destruction with Pluto, and then it rebuilds. It comes back stronger than ever in a positive way to rebuild into a better life. So a lot is going to come out of this when it is all said and done. A lot of people are thinking about changing careers right now. I've been doing readings on the phone all the last 2 weeks. A lot of new clients, because they need readings. They need to have some direction. And a lot of people are thinking about getting out of their current job because they recognize how stressful it was and looking for something new or taking classes. So we're going to see a lot of shifts with people too. This is an awakening, if you will, awakening period.
Yes. Now, Maria, how can people get a hold of you too if they want a reading? How do they find you?
They can go to mariashaw.com, and I have a list of all of my services on there. They can follow me on French Quarter Medium, Maria Shaw, on Facebook. And I'm also doing a free webinar on Friday night about my experiences in Tucson at the Crystal Show. It's free, but they need to register for it at mariashaw.com. So you can go on like my event page or my tour page. There's not a lot happening on my tours right now. I've had to cancel just about everything for the next couple months, but I am doing a webinar, and that'll be on Friday night at 7 o'clock Central. But if it looks like it's sold out, because it might be, still register, because we'll send you a video. And I'm going to talk about the healing power of crystals, what crystals are good for love and healing. We're going to talk about some of the crystals that are good for respiratory and lungs, because there are some healing. And I think you mentioned that you had a challenge. What was it, your back? I heard you say at the beginning of the broadcast.
Oh, my hip. My hip.
Hip. Okay, you may want to try shungite. If you have some shungite at home, I would definitely use the shungite. A shungite is a gemstone that comes from Russia, and scientists have done a study on this. You know how they naysay and poo-poo all the other crystal healing powers of crystals, but they did a study, and I think they won some type of prize, not a Nobel Peace Prize, but something like that, that that for their study, because it has fullerenes in it, and it heals pain and inflammation. And
oh,
if you want to read more about
it, have that.
Yeah.
So
shungite,
I'm all set. Now, how do you use it? How do you work with it, Maria?
Well, I have information on my website. On my website store, I actually sell some shungite. But what it does is it has fullerenes in it. You can use a pad. You can use a bracelet. You can use a mask if you have migraines. And I have had so many testimonials. My friend had bone on her knee, injections every other month. She put it on, and within a week, all the pain was gone, all of the pain. Lady had ringing in her ears, and she put the mask on, and it was gone within 15 minutes. The lady had a migraine the other night, emailed me. The migraine was gone within 15 minutes. But it's a natural way to use, and one lady was going to go in for surgery, and she didn't want to, so she bought the body pad for me, and she laid on it every night, and the doctor couldn't believe it. Her back was healed. She didn't have to have the surgery. Shungite, it's a great stone, and it's natural. So try to use that rather than, use other methods, because I think you'll find it's very helpful.
I'm going to use it.
That's
can you put it into like an elixir where you put it in water and then drink the water?
You can. We actually have the tumblers, the glass plastic tumblers with the shungite in it that you can purchase, and you put your water in that, and it helps you heal the whole inside of your body. You certainly can.
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
I'm going to run upstairs and dig that stuff out.
Now, I would definitely. We have
sales here right now.
Carpal tunnel. put it on your wrist, on the hand that's hurting. If you have problems with your fingers, your hands, your elbows, wear the bracelet on that side of the hand. We have like 50 bracelets coming in tomorrow. So I would definitely use it. But it's a great stone. The other stone that you can use for respiratory and chest problems is white howlite. That's also good for anger, to dispel anger that you're carrying, anger that may be directed at you. And in these times with all these people under one roof that maybe you don't like, this is a good thing to use. And citrine is also good too. Mm-hmm.
Which one was that, Maria?
Citrine and white howlite.
Citrine.
And the shungite will also help, yeah. One of the doctors here bought the shungite pad for me, and he says that he can't breathe because he's sick. And so he puts the shungite on his chest at night. And he said that's the only thing that can help me breathe. So it works in so many different ways. Yeah.
Oh, that's marvelous. No.
It is. Well, we all have to remember to sign up for that seminar. And as you mentioned, even if it's full, you'll be able to send out a video link, right?
Yeah. And I have my newsletter at mariashaw.com. It's free. It's called Star Sculpt, so they can sign up for that. Hit the store page and look at the Shun Guide. It gives you a lot of information on how to use it, too. But I think the biggest thing to remember in this time is that there's higher good coming from this. It's reminding that we're all connected. You know, everything goes in cycles. Everything goes in cycles. Everything breaks down and rebuilds. And we were building toward this anyhow. And I attended an astrologer's convention many years ago in Las Vegas. And I remember somebody asking one of the teachers, when is this world going to be at peace? When is it really going to be everything be in balance? And the teacher said that she looked at the astrological influences, and this is back like maybe 15 years ago, that in 2023 or 24, all of the planets were going to be in perfect alignment. Well, Pluto will no longer be in Capricorn then. So everything we've been dealing with since 2008, with the breaking down, rebuilding, with the new governments, with the new laws, all of that stuff will be done. So there, she said it's going to be a place of peace by 2024. So I'm banking on that, and that's not that far off.
No, it isn't.
What a beautiful thing to think about. Oh, that's a gift.
And the other thing you want to remember is that our souls have reincarnated to be on the earth at this time. Our souls have said, I want to be here at this specific time, in this specific city, in this specific place, to have this experience, or to be of service to mankind, or to change somebody, or to help somebody. And, you know, think of all the nurses and the doctors and the first responders and everybody, the truck drivers, the farmers, everybody that's working together right now. And they really do, we all really do feel connected in some way. So whether you think I'm not doing anything, I'm not a farmer, I'm not a nurse, you can do something. You can, even if you're sitting on your couch and you can't get out, you can raise your vibration. You can send affirmations. You can send prayer. Mm-hmm. You can post something positive on Facebook. You can keep your vibration high. And that's, remember, we're all energy, and you can send that vibration out into your community, thus into the world, and it multiplies. So by keeping you happy and high, and I mean that in a good way. You can really, really make a difference. You can really make a difference.
It is contagious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So raising our consciousness is paramount. And again, everybody, if you would like a reading with Maria, obviously she is one of the best with astrology, and you can find her at mariashaw.com. And gosh, now do you have a book also? I think you said it was an older book, but people can also get that and read it.
Yeah, I have about 9 books in about 10 languages. I do some self-publishing, and I've also been with Llewellyn. My latest book with them was Soulmates and Hot Dates, How to Tell Who's Who, Who's Hot and Who's Not. So it's a fun little book. I do a lot of karmic, like faded friends and lovers readings, and finding out what the karma is between you and the other person. A lot of times we'll marry somebody that was only meant to be a friend, but we thought, oh, this is the man of my dreams. And then when you make him a husband, the relationship kind of fails because he was only meant to be a friend. So you want to look where the person plays, what role they play in your chart, to see what role they're supposed to play in your life. And then you know where to categorize them. Because a lot of moms will call me and say, I just can't get along with my daughter. I don't know what's wrong with me and her. She likes her dad better. And I'll say, well, let's see where she falls in your chart. And she may fall in the house of best friends. That's why they get along better when the kid's over 18, because then they're more like friends. So I always tell the moms, treat them like a friend. Be their best friend. I mean, you still got to be their mom, But do stuff like a friend would with them, and then the relationship will work, because maybe that's the role that you were supposed to play. So it's interesting to see how we interconnect with everybody. No, we're all connected.
That makes good sense.
You would provide, it sounds like the information that you'd be able to share from comparing these charts is just so valuable. I mean, it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, the chart is a map of your life. It can tell you where you've come from. I do a lot of karmic readings. I talk about your soul purpose, why you're here, your life lesson, your karmic lesson, as well as give a full reading for the next 3 years. But I also talk about some of your past lives and who you've had past life connections with. Because a lot of people will say, oh, I think I found my soulmate. Well, you can have more than one soulmate. And a lot of times even our pets are our soulmates if you're pet lovers. So we can look at all of that karma and all of why you're here. But the Saturn thing that's happening in Aquarius now is definitely a new karmic contract that your soul has made. And you'll be every 30 years, Saturn comes back to where it was as the placement at your birth. So within that 30-year cycle, there are 12 karmic contracts or 12 karmic lessons that you've agreed to take on. And they last about every 2.5-3 years. And so what happens is there's this shift every 2.5-3 years when you have to deal with a new lesson. And it's all for our soul's growth. Some of the lessons are easier, some are more difficult. The worst thing that you could do is try to ignore the lesson, because what you resist will persist and it will come back on stronger. So my advice is to work with Saturn, because then you've got these big rewards. And if you work and you pass the test that Saturn brings, you've completed a lot of karma. And then if you didn't pass it, you have another chance 30 years from now. So I've seen a lot of people working their Saturn, and they're having these great years. And they're saying, well, Saturn was easy for me. That's because you're working your Saturn. And I also do the Saturn questions, too. If somebody just needed like a one-question reading, they can go to mariashaw.com, click on Ask Maria, and type in, what is my Saturn lesson? And then I'll answer them back through, I'll record the answer and send it back to their email. Then they'll know where Saturn is affecting them and what their lesson is and how to work through it. So Saturn can be our greatest teacher. It gets a bad rap because it can be hard, but it will always reward you if you pass the test. Think of yourself in school the next 3 years with a new lesson.
Well, I think we all need to contact you about where our Saturn is and get that question answered right away.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Well, it's going to be a long 3 years for some people.
Well, again, this kind of information is so valuable, Maria, and it's wonderful that you have the ability, the talent, to put it all together so people can understand it. I mean, that's what we love about you, is you have a wonderful way of presenting it and speaking about it, and we all get it. So thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. It's been delightful. And, again, everybody go to mariashaw.com. You can get your questions answered there. You can have a full reading. You have a one question. You decide what you want with Maria, and she will be there for you. So we're going to have you back as things progress.
Definitely.
My goodness.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. And two of my favorite places, I was in Tucson in February, and then, of course, we go to Massachusetts, my husband's favorite state, Massachusetts. So he actually wanted to live there. And I said, it's just too cold in the winter. I want to stay where it's warm. But it's great in the fall.
You.
I love summer and fall. Mm-hmm.
I don't blame you. I know. The winters are a bit challenging, so, I understand. But next time you're going to be in the area, do let me know, and maybe we can meet up. So,
that would be a sight for Tucson as well.
Yes, and I'll be in Tucson for sure in January. And I think I'll be in Massachusetts sometime in late May, June, if the hotels are all open and everything's getting a little bit back to normal. So who knows? I'll be contacting you girls.
Great.
Sure you
That's
too,
wonderful.
Maria.
Yes. Forward to it.
Yes. Well, again, this has been so wonderful. You've given us so much great information that we can really use and work with as we move forward. So thank you so much. We're going to go to a very short commercial break. When we come back, I am going to bring psychic Betsy Foss Lewis on the air with us. She's going to talk about her predictions for 2020. Let's hear what else is coming our way. So sit tight, everybody. You are listening to Supernatural Girls Radio. We will be right back.
Pure essential oils, specialized minerals, and a revolutionary anti-aging technology, Astridium. combines the best of all scientifically proven ingredients in easy-to-use creams, lotions, and concentrated serums. Astridian's advanced line of products take your skin to a new level of being healthy and beautiful. We offer a variety of collections that address all your skin concerns. The Essential Anti-Aging Series treats and moisturizes your skin for a long-lasting, younger look. The Multivitamin Series promotes healthy skin with high-quality vitamins and minerals. The Sports Series restores skin from cellular damage and stress. Astridian also offers a revitalizing solution for hair and a professional series for doctors and medical spas. Visit astridian.love today and begin your new journey to healthy, beautiful, youthful skin. Astridian, beyond your expectations.
There are a lot of psychics out there. How do you decide which one is right for you? You look for someone who empowers you, who's practical and spiritually connected, who says, here are your opportunities, here are your challenges, and here's a way to deal with them, and then gives you your own toolbox to make your life everything you want it to be. Hi, I'm Corby Mitlide, and that's how I work with you. As a certified professional tarot reader, I've helped thousands of people for over 40 years through my toolbox. Cards, past life retrieval, numerology, spirit guide conferences, and mediumship. Whether it's career, relationships, finances, or your spiritual road, together we can replace your confusion with clarity. And you'll probably find a little laughter along the way. Visit me at CorbyMitlide.com to find out how to cross your bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. And tell me you found me at Supernatural Girls for a special gift with your reading. Corby Mitlide, the practical psychic for catching your tomorrows today. Find me at CorbyMitlide.com. That's CorbyMitlide.com.
Your property tax bill. Have you seen it lately? It's frightening. Your property taxes are going up while your home value is going down. It's time to fight back and win. For the real truth about the property tax system, get attorney Pat Quintilian's book, Are You Getting Screwed on Your Property Taxes? How to Find Out and How to Fix It. Attorney Quintilian answers all your questions and gives you the facts you need to fight a property tax bill that is spiraling out of control. You'll also read about what happens to property owners who don't check their property records, only to find out too late they're taxed on square footage, fixtures, and even buildings that they don't own. Is this happening to you? Learn your rights. Buy attorney Pat Quintilian's book today. Are You Getting Screwed on Your Property Taxes? How to Find Out and How to Fix It. Available on Amazon.com.
Are you frustrated with endless mantras, affirmations, and processes that promise to align your life with your dreams, only to find yourself years later in the same space where you began? Do you feel like you must be doing something wrong because nothing seems to be working? Don't you just wish that someone could shift your consciousness for you and your life could align with your desires without all the effort? Well, your wish is about to come true. Hi, I'm Carrie Cannon, and I have a gift that allows me to align the consciousness of others to be in harmony with their dreams. The best part is, it requires no particular effort on your part. Upon listening to a consciousness alignment, people have reported instant energy shifts, financial windfalls, soulmate connections, healed relationships, physical healings, and more. To gain access to a free trial offer for my entire Manifesting Miracles library of consciousness alignments, go to CommandMiracles.com now for details. Again, that's CommandMiracles.com for information about our free trial offer. That's CommandMiracles.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Supernatural Girls Radio. What a show we have tonight. We just heard from astrologer Maria Shaw. She is known as a French Quarter medium. And now we have psychic Betsy Boss Lewis. Now, Betsy began to have lucid dreams of catastrophic earth changes that were given to her several nights in a row shortly after a UFO encounter. In the dreams, she witnessed huge earthquakes, volcanoes erupting worldwide, tsunami waves hitting coasts, and extreme winds and weather. And guess what, folks? This is all happening now. Now, Betsy is a world-renowned psychic and author, and she has made many accurate predictions over the years. She's with us right now. We're going to bring her on the show and talk about what she foresees for 2020. Betsy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, ladies. I had to laugh. You're using my maiden name. I only use it on Facebook, so my high school friends could find me.
Right out.
That's funny.
What would you like to be called?
Just Betsy. Betsy Lewis is what I go by. So the boss, nah.
All right, we're going to get rid of that for good. And you have a new book out also.
I do. I do. Thank you, ladies, for inviting me on, though. I'm excited to be on your show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, because you're amazing, and you have lots of interesting information to share with us. So where do you want to start? My goodness. I mean, you've been doing this your whole life. So messages come to you in so many different forms and shapes and sizes, and you're able to basically decipher them.
Yes, I have lucid dreams that come true. I have visions. I just have what I call the knowing, where I just know something's going to happen, or just feel it, a premonition. And this has been happening since I was like 3 years old. I was talking to invisible beings that I described to my parents, and so it started then, seeing spirits, which I've been doing all through my life. So, yeah, it's something that's natural or abnormal, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. Yes, so you have a new book, and it is called Prophecies and Predictions 2020, Viewing the Near and Far Future by Betsy Lewis.
Right.
And now, what are you seeing happening? I mean, did you get wind of this virus coming our way?
Well, it's kind of strange that, on one of my blogs that I have on my website, last year I was putting all my predictions, and I felt that there was going to be a flu almost as bad as the Spanish flu that happened between 1917 and 1918 that lasted about 2 years, actually, before it just vanished. It killed, they think, maybe 50 to 100 million people during that time.
And
I felt, now I don't feel that that's going to happen now, but a lot of people are going to leave at this time. And I believe that soul groups decide to leave together. So I feel that, you know, we always have a mission, I believe. And when that mission is up, then we leave. And, you know, people that die in plane crashes together, I think they were all, they knew that they were going to leave at that time, and they wanted to leave that way. And so I feel that together we're here to learn. And I think many of us are Atlanteans that came back to learn lessons, and we still haven't gotten it, Isn't it true? No, we don't honor the earth. You know, I spent a lot of time with indigenous people during the 90s. I had two mentors, Native American mentors, and they were incredible. And they said everything has a consciousness, and I totally believe that. Everything is alive, and we've forgotten that. And look what we're doing to the planet. Maybe, you know, in some ways, I think the planet is rebelling to what we've done. We've destroyed the oceans in so many ways, all that toxic stuff, Fukushima, oil that's come in there, you know. There's just so much that we've done to the earth right now. Our rivers, our lakes are polluted, you know, we take oil out of it. That's her lifeblood. That's Mother Earth's lifeblood. So, you know, maybe in a way this is a big lesson for Earth. And, you know, many indigenous people have actually predicted this big event.
Well,
you know, this, but Earth, right?
In Venice, weren't they talking about the waters have finally been running clear? With people confined to their houses?
They can see fish in it, which is what surprised me when they said they could actually see the fish.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. There's many predictions that the great cleansing was coming, and many people felt that it was going to be an earth change type thing. And that's what I dreamed of when I was 7 years old after having a UFO chase me home when I was 7 years old from school.
Oh,
I did. I was so frightened. I didn't know what in the world. Excuse me. But yeah, I started having these lucid recurring dreams of earth changes. I would be standing by a pier and see these huge waves coming in. I would see volcanoes erupting, and I was always, what's really weird is I was an adult in all these dreams, and I'd be escaping volcanoes erupting. I'd feel the earth shaking, and the dreams continued over and over and over. Now, why would a seven-year-old child be having dreams like that? Is beyond me. But so I've always been connected to earth, and I always feel earthquakes. I have I get dizzy before a big earthquake.
Right.
I feel that electromagnetic energy, you know, the waves coming through, and I know a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you seeing for us this year? I know you do sense these things, you have dreams about them. What do you think is going to be going on? I know you talk a lot on your Facebook page about sunspots and electrical energy, things like that. What do you think is going to be happening?
Well, I think we, like I said in my book, we're in for the ride of our lives this year. We're going to have to buckle up. It's going to be tough. The economy, the market's going to be kind of up and down like we're seeing already, you know, down and then up. But I feel that it's going to be tough for a while. And I think that might be a good lesson for all of us, because we've had it pretty good for a long time and nothing dire. And especially these younger generations that are growing up, they've been so spoiled, you know,
yes.
They have
yes.
no idea what it is to rough it. And, you know, I remember growing up, you know, in the 60s and having to duck and cover, you know, in case of the atomic bomb hit us.
That's
I had
right.
to run home as fast, right, right?
Yeah.
And how frightening is that, you know? There were a lot of things that were going on. So, you know, they're having a lesson too. And I think it's really a big wake-up call for them to experience this.
I think they've got handled this, I'm afraid. It's going to take a little bit more to they wanted to stay on the beach. They wanted to party, even though all this is going on in their ass.
Right. Yeah,
and
look at them.
My vacation.
Yeah, party like
thinking.
It's 1999, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, we were just talking about, then who knows how many people they've exposed when they've returned home to their families or whatever. That, you know, it's quite possible that that's the next wave of cases that we're going to see.
Well,
I think so.
Younger people now will be coming down with it that we didn't think it was, we thought it was just going to be the elders. And it doesn't
mm-hmm.
seem to be.
It's not at
people,
all.
I was going to say, they're saying mostly men are getting it. Not all men are getting it, but they're saying that the greater, you know, death rate is with men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's so much crazy information out there. I get people emailing all the time that they read this or they saw this. I think there's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there, and you have to decipher it. You have to trust your own intuition, and that's one thing that I kind of get after women when I read for them, because I feel women have lost their empowerment. Where's the goddess anymore that used to understand herbs that trusted their intuition, you know, because people run to psychics all the time. And, you know, there's good psychics out there too, but to go from psychic to psychic to psychic and not trust your own intuition, you know, it's crazy, because you're going to get so many answers and so confused at the end of the day that it probably makes things worse for you.
Well, you bring up a very important point.
Be the time of the woman, and that's we have women are now coming to the foreground, but it's almost as if some of them are afraid to step into their role of being more able to open doors.
Right, right. And, yeah, you know, women were once honored, and now that isn't happening. I think things will turn around again for women. And but I just want women to awaken to who they are. They don't feel empowered anymore. I listen to women all the time. They have no self-esteem. Most women have put on a lot of weight. They don't honor their bodies. They don't. They just don't honor themselves anymore. They don't like themselves. And
well, look at how a good portion of them dress. And I'm talking about the Hollywood set. It isn't just them. I mean, we can see it on the street every day. Some of the clothes that they're wearing, you go, holy cow. You feel like you want to grab a sheet and throw it over them.
No, don't do that. Yeah. But, you know, I do see things going on. I feel that this virus is going to go into 2021. I feel that it'll eventually fade out. What I'm worried about is they don't know if there's an immunity. Is it like the cold? Scientists still don't know if it's going to come back again and hit you. You know, colds come back all the time. And I feel it was bioengineered. Do you ladies feel that way?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'll tell you another thing, Bessie, because I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago, before all this hit the fan, we had Captain Randy Kramer on, and he said this was going to be bad. And he also talked about the fact that it was a bioengineered virus. However, it was meant to be released later. And the Chinese basically screwed it up and released it by accident. And so it was out of control. And when he mentioned all of these facts, I mean, it did seem to line up with what we've seen occur. And, you know, it's a very disappointing experience. But as you mentioned, there are ways that we can make the best of this and rebuild our lives and our financial structure, our businesses, things like that. And women, I agree, women need to take their power. I've said that for 30 years.
They do.
And it's really, you're right, women get wrapped up in image, wrapped up in approval from other people, and it is very disempowering to see life that way.
Right.
But what's going to be happening, I know I've seen you speak about, Yellowstone, places like that, where if that goes up, that's going to be a real big problem. What do you see happening with that? We've got a lot of rumblings out there.
Well, I think Yellowstone is not going to explode in our lifetime, so don't worry. I don't see that. But I do feel that Earth is reeling right now. I think that, usually when we get some kind of sunspots, we haven't had that for a long time. The sun's been very, very quiet, which is very strange. But what we're getting is a lot of the waves from it and electromagnetic, which is shaking the Earth's vibrational rate. And that's causing earthquakes. Everything is related, and that's something else that we've all forgotten, that we're connected to everything. We're connected to the sun, the moon, the universe, the solar system. We're connected to Earth. We're a part of that. I mean, everything is connected, and we're so out of balance. But I feel that the earthquakes are going to increase. I've always felt that from my dreams. When I was 7 years old, so I still feel, you know, and we talked about this, Patricia, that you think the other shoe is going to drop, that I think there's earth changes still coming, and star beings have told Native Americans this for a long, long time, that there's going to be this cleansing, and maybe this is the first step in it, I don't know, but I do feel the earth changes are still coming, and I'm not saying that the earth, you know, is just, you know, going to, you know, dissolve or something like that. I feel these changes are going to come. Earth has always gone through big changes, big geological changes. And so I feel that it's going to go through that. And that's what I'm saying. It's still coming. And I think, like many theories, that Planet X is out there. And I feel this. It's a what they call a brown dwarf or a failed star. Every solar system out there is binary. That means two suns. So we have one son that we know of, right? But this other son is a failed star, and that's Planet X, or Nibiru, and it comes through our solar system every 26 to 3,000 years. And when it passes through, depending on how far out it is or how close, it causes major problems for Earth. Sometimes it causes a shift to the Earth's axis, and other times it doesn't do that. So I think it's pulling on Earth right now. It's blocking the sun, and I feel that it has a great electromagnetic pull on the sun and also on our planet. So I think with these volcanoes, you know, we've heard about all these volcanoes going off lately. We've seen some huge earthquakes. There was a 7-point earthquake today off the coast of Russia. And
yes.
How about the mysterious booms? I think that's
yes. What do you make of that?
Core earth movement. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's deep core mm-hmm. earth movement. And that's warnings, because I would watch these things, you know, the reports and everything coming in, and it seemed within like maybe a week or so there'd be a major earthquake. So there's some relationship there and some connection. So
So they're talking about the 5G and how
yes.
it's affecting so many things.
I think it's blocking a lot of us with our intuitive powers. I
mm-hmm.
feel that 5G and what we're doing with all this sonar, HARP technology, what people, you know, our military's been doing, it's blocking a lot of us. And I feel what it's doing to the planet, to the we've seen birds that have dropped out of the
right.
the sky dead. I think that's all connected to whales, what they're doing to whales. So, yeah, it's affecting us. And I also think chemtrails. I studied chemtrails since the 1990s and started photographing them since they began. And I feel I did a little research on this, which is kind of interesting. And I thought, I wonder if chemtrails could have been doing something to us. And there's many theories that it has aluminum, barium in it. You know, they've been doing things. But I found that viruses circulate the Earth's atmosphere and fall from it, according to scientists. And it says the study marks the first time scientists have quantified that viruses being swept up in the Earth's surfaces into the free troposphere beyond Earth's weather system can actually exist. Just below the stratosphere where jet airplanes fly. So isn't that interesting? They say every day more than 800 million viruses are deposited per square meter above the planetary boundary layer. So think about chemtrails. If they've been sprayed, and I know that they exist, I mean, one thing that's really strange, if you go into YouTube, there used to be a ton of chemtrail conspiracy theories. You
mm-hmm.
go in there now, you can hardly find anything. All you find is debunking videos of, you know, either the government, the military, somebody saying that it doesn't exist, you know. So many
what
of
do
the
you
things
think
conspiracy.
What are they doing it for, Betsy?
Well, you know, I think there is a group that wants to get rid of us. I really do. I felt that for a long time. Don't you? Do you feel that if you want
to
call them, if you want to call them cabal, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, I think they do exist. And I think they've had an agenda for us for a long time. Not a good one.
No.
Yep.
So the chemtrails you think are basically to poison us, right?
I think that there's been something like that. Yes, I do think there's something that's been in those chemtrails. What else? Maybe weather modification, geoengineering is part of it. Why are they changing the Earth? You know, our Earth has been warming for a long time. And I always thought, well, you know, chemtrails hold in the heat, I would think. You know, these clouds that stretch across the sky, they start out small in the morning. You know, there's blue sky sky, and then all of a sudden the whole sky is covered in kind of milky gray clouds.
And that's what he's trying to cool everything down. I mean, it makes it cooler, and that's, I mean, again, why are they cooling it? What's the point?
Yeah, cooling it, warming it, I don't know. Wouldn't we like to know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
We do.
I really think that they do have an agenda, though, and it's affected our planet since the 1990s.
Yes, yes. So you also, I know you always take a look at the volcanoes, too. What are you seeing coming up with that?
Well, I still see volcanoes erupting all over the earth. I've always felt that Italy, which has some major eruptions there, Etna, Mount Etna, has been very active lately, and I think a lot of these volcanoes are going to start acting up again.
Anything that you
yeah.
think would be catastrophic, or just that they're going to blow off a little bit?
I do think that Etna's a real worry, and I think some of our volcanoes on the West Coast could start awakening again. I used to have dreams of volcanoes, and just before the big one erupted in Washington, I had dreams of it. I knew that it was going to erupt, and it did. And what was 1980? Yeah, yeah. So, my dreams always seem to tell me when things are going to happen. But, the thing is that I believe we create our reality, and I believe that God gave us free will to change things. And I think we are so disconnected now, so fearful, that we are creating a lot of this. You know, fear attracts. It's electromagnetic. So our fear is attracting what is going on. And we've got to stop the panic, the fear. I think, people, which I think is wonderful, are coming together. They're doing these meditations, these prayers. They're saying, do it at a certain time. Keep doing that. Prayers are powerful. Intentions are powerful. Meditate. And I want to tell people, you've got to raise your vibratory rate. The normal vibratory rate of the human body is determined to be like 62 or 68 megahertz. And once your megahertz drop to 25, death begins. So you want to keep up your vibratory rate. And that's through water, moving water. If you live by the ocean, if you can walk by the ocean now, I don't know if you can or not. People have been stopped from doing that, right?
Right.
Rivers, music. Mozart and Bach has high vibrations. Like I said, meditation, positive thinking. Stay away from alcohol, recreational drugs, anything that's going to lower your vibrational rate. You want to keep it up so you don't get this virus. And that's
exactly
one way to keep it away. Yeah.
Yes. No, I think you're right. And what I've seen, especially with recreational marijuana, everybody can do what they want. I've seen people basically create holes in their aura by using it too much.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
right.
a balance there, and everybody needs to find it if they're going to be using these substances, because they do have a very, very strong effect. So let's see. So we've talked a little bit about the earthquakes, talked a little bit about the volcanoes. What else do you see in terms of earth changes?
Well, let's see what earth changes. We're going to see a lot more UFO sightings going on. These strange orbs, and people are seeing these gigantic V-shaped craft in the sky. And some of them are hiding in the clouds. This has been going on for some time, but I think we're going to see some major UFO sightings over major cities, kind of like the Phoenix event in 1997. That was March 13th of 1997. And everybody was outside looking for Hale-Bopp, and what do they see? This this UFO.
Exactly.
Or several UFOs, right? Right.
Yes, yes. So you think we're going to be seeing more of that? Do you sense that disclosure is coming and this is going to be a part of it?
Well, look what the Navy's been telling us. Some of these people, these pilots that captured this incredible UFO on radar, we're going to see a lot more things coming out. You know, people actually disclosing information about UFOs that they've been here for eons. You know, people, we're so in the dark. They want us to be in the dark. They don't want us knowing the truth, do they? They don't.
No,
they don't.
We've heard, though, again from Captain Kramer, that they're planning on full disclosure between 6 months and 18 months from now. And it will include a large alien presence.
Ah, yes, I believe it. I do believe it. It's happening. Everything's going to happen at once. So get ready, everybody. Everything's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, with the bad comes the good. You know, I there has to be that balance, and that's how we learn. You know, I was rereading. You know, both you and I know the Bob and Betty Luca, and
yes.
I know you've had them on your show. I love them dearly.
Yes.
They were one of the most incredible UFO abductees ever,
right.
And you know, the books that were written by Raymond Fowler, The Watchers, and some of the other books are just incredible. But what I was looking at, what Bob said, and this is during hypnosis, and this is what the aliens told him. And I think this, you probably remember this. He said, "We are all constantly being monitored. Nothing that you do in your life escapes them. It's just like a recorder." I think that's like the Akashic Records. He says, "Your life, your existence on Earth plane is all recorded from the time that you were born until the time you die. Everything is there. How you react, what you do during your life, even your innermost thoughts, feelings, and emotions, they're all recorded. It's all part of the process. And it determines how rapidly you advance and what your next step or phase will be." So, that, you know, isn't that interesting? And
yes.
I've always felt that. You know, people think that, you know, they harm animals. They think what they do doesn't count. You know, the way they treat others, and especially right now, the way you're treating people, this is all being recorded. And, you're going to have to face your karma sometime.
Absolutely. Yes, and Betty and Bob's predictions, both of them had some amazing predictions that have come true. I know Betty talked about men would be going infertile, and certainly we've seen a lot of infertility in men in the last number of years.
Right.
Bob had a number of predictions also with this, but their predictions have been right on the money. If you go back and read The Andreasen Affair, and also Betty and Bob have a new book out, and you should get both of them if anybody hasn't read them, because, again, they were given information that has turned out to be true.
Right.
So this,
absolutely.
This happened. Betty's abduction happened a long time ago in the 1960s in Massachusetts. So many years ago, and she was given this information. And then Bob as well. These books are full of good predictions and some that have already come true. So I highly recommend those as well. And I'm glad to see, to hear, Betsy, that you think that we're going to be seeing more UFOs and there will be a lot more going on with that. I think that'll be very exciting.
Well, there's both good and bad aliens, just like humans. There are the benevolent ones. There's malevolent ones. There's some that are indifferent, you know, and people will say, "Well, why don't they help us, the benevolent ones?" Well, because we have our own karma. Everything has its karma. Cities have a karma, towns, people, everything. So they feel that if they interfere, we've made the mess. We created this mess on our planet. We've messed it up totally, and it's for us to clean it up, clean up our mess. you know, oh, and if we don't get it, I mean, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, so it's time we clean up our mess.
Yes, and with this virus, you said you don't see this going away until 21.
Yeah, right. I don't. Yeah. And I, like I said, the economy, what it's doing right now, just think of all these people unemployed, you know, and what are they going to get, about $3,000 from the Trump administration? How is that going to hold them over? And then pretty soon taxes are going to be ready to turn in, what, in July? Now we've got until July to do our taxes. So just think of the domino theory, you know, and what, you know, the dominoes are falling right now. And it's going to affect everybody and everything. The airlines, look at the airlines. They want to be bailed out already. They probably the hotels are going to have their hand out, bail us out, the casinos, bail us out. You know, it's going to be one of those things again. And it's almost like 9/11. And look at how many people lost businesses. They lost their homes. I had family members that did that, lost businesses, a home. So I know how bad it was, you know. It was tough. It was tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. It just changed the whole view of the world for everybody, those events, that event, and now this event, which has been so difficult to navigate because there's so many unknowns. I was just reading today that in Iceland they have determined that there's 40 different types of this virus, which means that there's so many variants. How in the world can you get a vaccine?
Yeah,
think about
that. Exactly. You know, there must have been some kind of vaccine when they created, if it was created in a, bioengineered or in a laboratory. So who has that vaccine? You know, my husband and I were talking about how quickly China jumped on that, as if, you know, they knew more about it. They did everything so quickly that they must have been knowing how bad it was going to be. And if they were preparing that, who knows what China's up to? You know, we don't hear everything that's going on, and we still don't know how many people have actually died there. I was listening, or actually looked it up to see if it was true, that there's like 2 million people that aren't using their cell phones anymore. Is that because they can't afford them now, or did they actually die? You know, we don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That's a big change.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Well, again,
we still don't know what's
changes.
Going on in Russia, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Talk about Russia. It's one of my favorite subjects.
Is it? Well, we don't really know what's going on in Russia. We're hearing these low numbers from, so I don't know. Russia says they only have 438 cases. No, I don't know if that's true. You know, that sounds kind of low, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, yes, especially when you look at some of these other countries that are so overwhelmed, like Italy. It's just one big mess. But again, you know, Russia, I know they have their cities with high density population. I know they have their country areas that are very rural, and there's not a lot of population density. So maybe that's what's saving them. I'm not sure. But they're saying that these variants are what are causing some trouble in finding a cure or finding a vaccine. I just saw a piece last night on the news about a young man, 24 years old, lacrosse player, athlete, no pre-existing conditions, and this virus took him down. And he had to be put into an induced coma, and he was being airlifted for a very special treatment that's experimental. 24 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh,
you see
goodness.
A picture of this young man, and he's with his family. He's a picture of health, and you're thinking, what the heck happened? This virus, we were told, was only going to affect or be deadly to the elderly. Now, the other thing we've heard is from people in nursing, women and nurses in nursing homes that are saying, with some of our patients, we didn't have a stuffy nose, a runny nose, a cough, a fever. We had none of those. What we had was red eyes. So, you know, like your eyes get red from itching them from allergies. That was the only symptom.
Right.
And these people were dead in 24 hours. So,
oh my goodness.
Very, very mysterious. And again, Iceland's been the first to come out and say we've identified 40 different variants here. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, viruses are always mutating, but did they design this with all these variants? Did they release this with all these variants so that
yeah.
this is the challenge that we're all facing today? It's so unlike
exactly.
any previous virus or disease that has hit the United States or the world. So there's just so much unknown. I do hope that we have some of the best minds on it. I love Garth Nicholson. I know he's retired now. He's a very famous microbiologist, and I wish he would jump on this because he's brilliant enough to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I do hope we have other microbiologists and other people that are you know, trying to dig deep to find out what's in it. I've heard there's the AIDS viruses in this thing. I mean, what in the world?
Mm.
They were, who knows what
wow.
they were thinking when they put this damn thing together.
Why in the world would they put this together to begin with?
Population
exactly.
control.
Yep.
Exactly.
Right.
They do want to get rid of us. There's 7.8 billion people on the planet, and we're using up all the resources, you know. But I think if they get rid of us, who's going to mow the lawns? Who's going to do the things, for, right?
Right.
They're not going to do it, these billionaires. So,
right.
you know, you want to hear something that really makes
drink.
You angry?
What's that?
Did you hear about Jeff Bezos of Amazon? He's asking for donations to help his employees that he's had to lay off. Now, he is one of the richest men in the world, right?
Yeah.
And he can't help his own people? Come on.
That's very upsetting. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it is.
Betsy, that's terrible.
I know.
Terrible. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, it gets crazy when you hear things like that, and you want to
mm-hmm.
just shake that person and say, can you please get real? You have billions and billions of dollars. You can't help your own people dig into your own pocket.
Nice.
I mean, I know he just got divorced, and he had to hand
money.
Over half to his ex-wife, but he still has money.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to be in the poorhouse anytime soon. You know?
Oh, that's for sure. Now, Betsy, you do readings for people, right?
I do. I
How
do
can
a,
people
an astrology
find you?
Chart. They can just find me on BetsyLewis.com, and Betsy spelled a little bit different. It's BetsyLewis. Lewis is LEWIS.com. And I do have an Earth News blog on my website that I give all these predictions and everything that's happening. If the sun is doing something crazy, I'll put it on there. Any kind of thing that looks good, you know, I put it on there. What's going on with the coronavirus, my own predictions. So go there. UFOs, encounters, you know, the whole works.
That's great.
Oh,
so that's
fabulous.
At BetsyLewis.com. That's BetsyLewis.com.
Right.
And again, you have this tremendous book also, and that
Thank
I'm just pulling
you.
That up again. It's Prophecies. It's a beautiful cover, too. Prophecies
Thank
and
you.
Predictions 2020, Viewing the Near and Far Future by Betsy Lewis, our guest tonight. Oh, this has been great, Betsy. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For joining
well,
us.
Thank you. Can I just add something real quick?
Of
Everybody
course.
Just be so good to each other and love each other and really appreciate the people that are out there that are working in the pharmacies and the grocery stores that, you know, are in harm's way every day. Thank them for what they're doing. You know, the police, the fire departments, I mean, they're all out there and they could easily catch this. And they're out there for us. They're the heroes right now.
They are. They're on the front lines.
What?
They
nope.
don't quite have everything they need to stay safe and to test everybody, but they're doing the best they can. And that's what it's all about. But I think that's great advice, Betsy, what you just shared with everybody. And, of course, very interesting predictions of what's going to be coming up. So we'll see. Like you said, buckle up because these things may happen. So, Betsy, please stay in touch with us. We'd love to have you back, and everybody, we'll be back next week with another great show. And until then, we will see you on the Blue Highway. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for another radio adventure with Supernatural Girls.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.